And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Remote Radio. What you just heard was Rogenomics from Wellington with their song Anonymous, a scathingly political band with some of the best lyrics. That track is from their third 7-inch. You can get their newest one, titled Punch a Nazi in the Face, from Always Never Fun Records. I'm Benny Matthews and this is the New Zealand special. I've been knee-deep in Kiwi punk for years now, but rather than tackle the fucking huge task of attempting to give you a full retrospective of punk from Aotearoa, I'm going to focus on the years between 2009 to now, and I'll be playing more modern stuff. Up next is some more political punk from the capital, Wellington. After that, we're going to be playing some cuts from further up the North Island in Hamilton. Here's Unsanitary Napkin with Peter Thiel, Literal Fucking Vampire.
There is nothing more natural for us than to fight death.
Keep on living for the rest of us, dying to achieve immortality. We'll fight the fight, die.
last track there was Aborted Christians, a now defunct Hamilton grind band, and before then Wasteland, another dead Hamilton hardcore band, and before them Dogcock with Anthropophagite and Spiteful Urinator with Bore You to Leave. Two bands from modern day Hamilton who share members with the previous bands. Across Aotearoa, Hamilton is known for pretty shithouse hardcore. These kind of bands represent the other side of Hamilton, actually abrasive nasty punk, exemplified by bands like Wasteland and Aborted Christians, and is only right to assume formed as a reaction to what at the time was a burgeoning hardcore scene full of posse cunts, straight edges, and Christians. Good riddance. Up next is another recent Hamilton band, Easy Off, this time taking cues from classics like Discharge, maybe even more obscure Discord record bands like United Mutation. Here's Easy Off with the Great Pacific Garbage Patch. 1, 2, 3, 4!
Yeah.
That was long-standing Dunedin crust act Conniption with Chaos Theory off their 2008 CD of the same name, and before that was Auckland industrial post-punk act Ave Teth with To The Blind from their 2018 cassette. Preceding that was Zukov from Christchurch with a song called Guillotine Cult, furthering their socialistic brand of paranoid hardcore, faster sounding than what usually comes out of Christchurch, which tends to put out noisier, bleaker sounding bands on the more post-punk end of the spectrum. This is reflective of the environment following the 2011 earthquake that levelled out half the city. Up next is Total Ruin from Wellington, playing some dirty, crawling punk. This is Chaos in Command from their 2019 7-inch.
We'll be right back. Excuse me, gentlemen, are you the good old boys?
Yeah, that's right. I'm Dr. McElroy, lead singer, driver of the Winnebago. Listen, I'd like to talk to you some, but running very late.
My name is Jacob Stein, the American Federation of Musicians Union, Local 200. I've been sent here to see if you gentlemen are carrying your permits.
And what?
Your union cards. May I see your cards, please?
Suppose we ain't got no union cards and we go in there and start playing anyway. Now, what you gonna do about that? You gonna stop us? Stein? You're gonna look pretty funny trying to eat corn on a cob with no fucking teeth.
Yeah.
That was Auckland one-man noise punk act Noxo with Eat Hot Lead, and before that, now defunct grindcore Dero's Cast Grinder with Self Abuse, and another defunct Auckland band called Crawler with Sit Here and Wait. And we had two current Wellington bands before that, Total Ruin and Sludge Punk's Piggery with Look in the Mirror. Wellington's always been a hotbed for punk in Aotearoa, and it's no surprise, given its position in the middle of the country and its physical proximity to our country's parliament, the Beehive. Our longest-running D-beat band is named Rogernomics, after the bullshit neoliberal economic rhetoric spewed by Roger Douglas in the 1980s. Think our version of Reagan or Thatcher. The city's always kicked out some of the meanest shit, from defunct bands like Influence, Short-Lived and Fantails, to current bands like Piggery, Bell Rupture and Punisher. There's also Stress Ghetto, who can kick out six songs in the time it takes other bands to play one, who will be in the West Coast of America in October. Here's their side of the 2019 split with Total Ruin.
My moko is my statement. This is my statement, yeah? Don't fuck with me. Give my fucking land back. Honor the treaty of Waitangi. What?
We've waited so long, our people, 146 years.
Race Relations Office released a survey which showed that Maori and Pacific Island people are seriously discriminated against when they look for rental flats and houses.
Of his grandchildren also have illnesses or deformities. Sum up the effect it's had on your life.
It's wrecked it completely. I might as well be dead.
We'll be right back.
That was Black Metal Punk's Punisher with A Private Hell, and before that Weirdo Noise Punk's Poverty and Spit with Roy Batty, and followed by Wellington Grindcore Act Bowel Rupture with Black Line. I want to take a minute here to yarn about labels. There's quite a few DIY punk labels here in Aotearoa. Always Never Fun Records have been pumping out punk vinyl from Wellington for about 10 years now. They released a compilation of NZ Hardcore Punk in 2011, which covers most active bands from that period. Two other labels operate from Wellington as well, Razored Raw and Limbless Records. Razored Raw have released stacks of raw noisy punk from NZ and abroad, and Limbless Records have collaborated in releasing numerous records over the years as well. Her now-defunct tape label Zero Style cranked out a large amount of NZ releases from 2012 to 2017. I run a small tape label in Auckland called Hairy Palm Tapes. We recently released an NZ punk compilation called Hairy Palm Volume 3, Plastic Rights, which you've heard several tracks from, which is available at hairypalm.bandcamp.com. I'm going to play some more Auckland punk next, followed by some stuff from Hamilton. Here's Distant Fear playing their own brand of early crust meets death metal.
Yeah.
That was Wellington, now defunct sewer sludge band Meth Drinker with Skull Smashing Concrete from their first record, and before that was Auckland Crusty's Sick Old Man with Plague Medicus, and Hamilton Punk's Contenders with Teenage Crybaby from their 2019 7-inch. I'm Benny Matthews, you've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Remote Radio from New Zealand. I hope you've enjoyed the last hour of punk and metal from our corner of the world. If you'd like to make an episode of MRR Remote Radio, please email sam@maximumrockandroll.com. Our last track here is Auckland Doom Sludge Punk's Drawlicht with Shrine of Agony from their 2018 demo. Thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world.
Every week, for free.
If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Just go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio.
Or email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
We are also on Twitter, @MRRRadio.
You can listen and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app.
And we appreciate your reviews and ratings.
If you're interested in producing a remote radio show,
email Sam@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
For review and potential play on the show, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only release and cassette to
MRR P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California 94609, U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is masterfully edited by Brandy Howe, with support from Sam Robinson and overseen by Paul Curran.
And we have a clean version of the show available
thanks to the diligent work of John Carnes.